Okay, hi. My name is Honey, also known as u/cyclistbornA on Reddit, and I was tagged to do this questionnaire by u/penguindanguin. This is a questionnaire called Take the Plunge, written by F-Stop, and I've been verified on GWA Backstage, I think, since I began on Reddit, and since I began posting audios, but I don't know, I get really freaked out when I don't have a script, and, so I'm gonna try really hard to, I don't know, not ramble, which I think is already failing. So let's just start. If you hear, like, a metal clicking noise, those are my earrings. Okay, first question. When listening to an audio here, which is the biggest factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? I don't listen to audios, actually. I don't really listen to audios anymore, because I know so many of the people who record them. But I think probably the quality of the voice and, you know, the delivery, because I think that every sentence is one step away from being an innuendo. Like, if a teacher said, okay, class, open your textbooks, please, and turn to page 94, and someone said, if I said back, I'll turn your book to page 94, that's not sexy. But if I did this, and I said, I'll turn your book to page 94, that's different, right? It's the delivery that counts. And I think when you're really horny, like, you're not really paying attention to the words that much. So yeah, I guess quality of the voice, delivery. Audio quality isn't as important as people think it is. That's my personal opinion. That's also because my audio quality is absolute garbage all the time. Okay, question two. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one. Ow, sorry, that was my... Hold on, here, you can listen to me crack my bones. There we go. Oh, I need a chiropractor. sorry. You know, the question is no one, not another person. The issue is that I have very little shame, and so I'll tell people most anything. I think... I guess... Oh, you know what? I remember. When I was younger, I used to... Hold on, wait, I've told people this. There's no part of my life that I've left unturned for drinking games or whatever the fuck. But I think the closest thing to not being known is I used to write a lot of fan fiction on this website called Wattpad, and I would and people would like contact me and roleplay like themselves, and I would be like one of the characters. I was definitely a minor when I did this. It was weird. So yeah, there you go. Okay, what sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Or to put it another way, which would you least want people who actually know you in real life to know about? I don't know how detailed I'm supposed to be, but I guess, like, as a whole, like, here's the thing, there's, like, a name for it, but I don't know how many people, I guess I have to explain it, too. So, there is a kink, I guess two kinks, they're separate things. There's a kink called omurashi, and a kink called omutsu, and so omurashi is, like, being turned on by people, like, pissing themselves, and then omutsu is, being turned on by, like, diapers and stuff like that. And that's a weird thing. And I am very self-aware. I know that it's weird. And I would never want anyone to know that about me. And now you do, nameless person on the internet. And I respect you for that. And I hope, you know what? This is an open question to anyone who is listening to this. Please comment the kink that you are most embarrassed about. Because... I think everyone needs to, have less shame. Unless you're into shame, which I am. In that case, message me. Don't. Oh, I'm really bad at this. Okay. Question... What number is this? Hold on. 1, 2. Question 4. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turns you on and drives you crazy. Now, imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again. But you get to keep just one. Only one. Which one would you keep? Okay. See, this is really difficult because, again, it's all in the delivery of the line. The word fuck is something that I use in my daily life. That is not, like, the word itself is not arousing, but the way that people deliver it and the context in which it is delivered, that is the arousing part. So, I don't know how to answer this. I guess, oh my god. Let's see. Well, see, here's the thing. If I get rid of all of those words that can turn me on, am I getting rid of all those words only in a sexual context or in a general context? Because if it's in a general context that I'm getting rid of those, then I want to keep the word please. I think that please needs to be always said. Please and thank you. I want everyone to always say please and thank you. But if it's just, you're just getting rid of all those words in a sexual context, then probably like good boy. It is a very like nice crisp phrase. Good boy. Good boy. Like it's very fun to say. yeah, let's say good boy. God, Jesus Christ. All right. If you got a private message saying, I've ditched the numbers, I can't keep track anymore. If you got a private message saying, hey, your real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you. How do you think you would feel or react, assuming the message was coming from a standard friend? Here's the thing. I feel personally that I have a really generic voice. So I'd probably just be like, I don't know who that is. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're mistaken. Also, you nasty for trying to contact someone if you think that they do porn. Because you're still listening to it. Sorry, I'm still cracking my knuckles. There's that nice, I don't know, clicky ASMR. There we go. So yeah, I'd probably just be like, what are you doing? That's not me. You should be ashamed of yourself. And if they were really insistent, then I'd just be like, you fucking nasty for one, looking for this, and two, contacting me. But yeah, if you know me in real life, please don't say anything. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. okay. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? I'm not going to talk about physical. I don't want anyone here to know what I look like. I'm kidding. But, I don't want to talk about my physical appearance. I think that my, like, greatest... What was the word? My first and strongest weapon. I don't know. My vagina? Like, probably, like, I like to think that I can adjust the way I act and the way I speak, based on what I think another person would like. So if someone has, like, a really... like, aggressive energy right off the bat, it's just, like, go full-on brat mode, and if someone seems, like, super submissive, then, you know, it's really fun to just, you know, be dominant and all that junk. So, yeah, probably just, I don't know, being a switch. yeah. Okay. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? Nothing. My friends fucking hate me. This is a horrible question. Because it's forcing you to brag about yourself. Let's say, my love of giving gifts. I love giving gifts. I'm very poor. But I still like to give gifts anyways, because it's something that brings me joy. I've been, colloquially dubbed as, the friend group sugar mommy, which is perhaps the best and worst thing someone could ever say about me. Alright. When flirting, here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? Probably just, like, energy, the way that someone holds themselves. I don't know. What someone thinks are good conversation topics. Because if so, okay, I have done a lot of research into the way that people converse and communicate, and oftentimes articles will say, like, oh, ask people questions about themselves, because it's true, people only want to talk about themselves. I mean, that's why I'm making this, isn't it? Is because everyone only wants to talk about themselves. Everyone is always just waiting for a chance to talk about themselves. They're just, like, taking a backseat and listening to what the other person says in order to eventually get to the point where they can talk about themselves or talk about what they want to talk about. And I think anybody who is not self-aware enough to understand that concept, or who just unironically thinks that everyone is super interested in them, that's a turn off. Wait, what was the question? The question was, okay, fine. Then, the self-awareness and just, like, you know, being a polite person. There's a difference between being assertive and commanding and, like, in an attractive, dominant way and being an asshole. And, if someone is really dominant, that's important. And then for someone who prefers being submissive, there's a difference between, being submissive and being, like, annoyingly self-deprecating. That sounds really mean. But we all know, like, people who feel that it's necessary to, like, after everything they say, be like, oh, but I suck, so nothing matters. And, like, you should have some self-respect, and sometimes it gets to a point where I'm like, you're definitely fishing for compliments, and that makes me not like you. I'm a very impatient person, and so I'm annoyed by everybody all the time. And I know that's a bad thing, but, oh god, I'm getting so far away from the actual question. Self-awareness. People need to be self-aware. Also, people need to say please and thank you. okay. This is bisected into women and men, which I guess just means vagina or penis. I'll answer both of them. Women, what is the strangest thing you've ever had inside of you? Lots of things. I had a thick plastic test tube. I worked in a lot of labs in high school, and I would, like, take home the test tubes clean, of course, not used. And then they were, like, very, very dildos, like, sized and shaped, and it was my first foray into what it would feel like to get your pussy beaten the fuck out. And for men, what's the strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? And I think my spiritual dick has been shoved inside of a saxophone. And finally, name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. And I guess, I don't know if they've done it. So probably, whales, you/worsening whales, I'm fucking coming for you. Not in that way. Please do the questionnaire because I think that'd be fun and I really like to see you embarrass yourself. Okay, that was that. Before I get any comments about it, I know I sound really different from my from the way I sound in audios, and I ask that everyone be very conscious that when I do my audios, I am playing a character. I guess this is like the time to address this. I, in my audios, am playing a character. Please don't message me pretending I am that character. It's just a little bit uncomfortable for everyone involved because then I have to be like, I don't want this at all. But yeah, I don't know how to end things. Which I guess is a metaphor for life. Anyways, keep it real, cheesebags. I'll see you another time.